to serve through challenges, but we're in the middle of so many good things that we're really trying to make happen and keep moving forward that I just didn't feel like I could walk away.
Seeley tells KVOA News she looks forward to the opportunity to continue advocating for educators and helping push the district forward if reelected. Now, Gutierrez was first elected to the board back in 2015 and is seeking his third term, while Riles is the longest tenured member of the current USD 253 Board of Education, having now served for over a decade plus. KVOE has reached out to both Riles and Gutierrez for comment. Coming up live and local here on KVOE and KVOE.com here in just a moment, we'll get you to Saturday morning sports talk. Then later this afternoon, we have Kansas City Royals baseball as starting at 5:30, they take on Milwaukee in game two of that three-game series. First pitch is set for 6:10 this evening. Tomorrow at 10:35, we have First United Methodist Church's weekly worship service here on 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM and KVOE.com. Followed by Royals baseball at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon, again against Milwaukee in game three of that three-game series. First pitch is set for 1:10. Then at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, we have Nuestra Musica with Victor Rodriguez. To see what else is coming, be sure to check the live and local calendar at KVOE.com. For the latest local information on the air and on the web, stay tuned to KVOE, or again, log on to KVOE.com where you can find news anytime under the news page. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Thanks, Tegan. News is brought to you by Affordable Room Group. On the corner of 6th and the Osho, visit them online at affordableroomgroups.com. You're listening to KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. It's time now for a look at your local weather forecast from your TV 13 weather team. Today we're going to have mostly sunny skies and a high near 85, while tonight a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunday showers likely and with thunderstorms also possible after 4 p.m., partly sunny skies and a high near 80.
For all your oxygen, acetylene, C25, argon, propane, and welding supply needs, Max's Welding Supplies in Emporia has you covered. A family-owned and family-operated business, Connie and Max are ready to serve you with all your welding supply and service needs, including regulator and torch repairs. Call 620-208-6100 or stop by Max's Welding Supplies today, 910 Graham Street, across from Mel's Tire. They'll be tickled to see you.
Currently here at the KVOE studios, we have a west wind of about 10 miles an hour. Humidity right now sitting at 73%, while barometric pressure is at 29.98. It's cloudy and 65 degrees here at KVOE. Your local weather forecast is brought to you by Max's Welding Supplies. Hard to find welding supply parts from hoods and gloves to cylinders, rods, and wire. Max's Welding Supplies, 910 Graham Street, across the street from Mel's Tires.
This is Trisha Fullerton with the Emporia Farmers Market. We hope you'll come out and join us this morning because the Outdoor Farmers Market is back in business. We have frozen beef, pork, and bison with us today. We have some plants for your garden. We have fresh radishes, asparagus, leafy greens picked from the garden. We have apple cider, honey, so many wonderful things. Come out and join us this morning from 8 to 10:30 at 7th and Merchant. This is Trisha Fullerton with the Emporia Farmers Market.
PT Associates of Emporia now offers blood flow restricted rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
You're listening to KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. Coming up now, it's Sports Talk with Greg Ray and Dylan Sherwood.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
And good Saturday morning. Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Greg Ray, along with Dylan Sherwood, Sports Talk driven by LongpineAuto.com. And it's a big Saturday morning here on Sports Talk as we'll be introducing you to the new head football coach at Emporia High, Caden Glinsman. And we also have Emporia High Athletic Director Bo Welch joining us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. And first off, Coach Glensman, welcome to Emporia.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as we were talking before the show got started, and one of the questions I've been getting a lot the last couple of days, how does a guy from Montana end up in Emporia, Kansas as a head football coach? What brings him back to brings him to Kansas? And as you mentioned, this isn't your first trip to Kansas. This isn't your first stay in Kansas. And why don't you just give us a little bit of a background on how you got it, became aware of Emporia High's opening, and how Emporia High became such an interesting opportunity for you.
Yeah, no, thanks. So I'm originally from Winnemucca, Nevada, a small ranching community north of Reno. Came out here and went to Sterling College. From there, I spent 2.5 years there under Andy Lambert and his new program. Went to the University of Montana Western and graduated there. And then from there, I met my wife there. I moved to Helena, Montana for 5 years and coached at Helena High there. Had a great experience. And then from there, actually came out back out to Wichita, Kansas, and coached for Terry Harrison, who's the at the time was the new head football coach at Wichita Heights. He was my positions coach at Sterling. So came back and from there went to when he went to Bethel College, then I went to Carroll College back in Helena. It's where my wife's from and my kids are born, and so went back there and was only there a year. The legendary head coach Mike Van Deest retired. So from there went to Polson, Montana. They were 2-7 and 0-9 at the time, and I just felt like you know, I had it in my heart to be able to turn around a program, and was there for 4 years, and the last 2 years, 10-1, 9-1, and then from there, you know, just really felt that, you know, maybe we needed to change and an opportunity to grow, and so from there went to, you know, just kind of looked around a little bit, and we had actually, when I was at Wichita Heights, we had actually played Emporia, and so I knew of the, I saw the opening, and then got in touch with Mr. Welch here, and you know, the rest has been pretty fast and furious, but I'm just excited about the opportunity.
So when were you at Wichita Heights?
15, 16, and 17.
Okay. And how did you learn about the opening at Emporia High?
I think it was just through a Google search and looking around, and you know, I knew we wanted to get back to the Midwest. My wife, you know, originally from Helena, had never left. So the first time that we actually came out here to Wichita, she absolutely loved it. And so when we went back, you know, it was more for a professional reason. And then after 4 years at Polson, she was just really looking forward to getting back to the Midwest. And you know, we just kind of made things work.
What's you had a busy day yesterday. I know you spoke with incoming freshmen over at the middle school, current eighth graders, and you spoke with current team members. You know, what do you learn from what you're going to have for this upcoming season?
Well, number one, I think just overall, I think our numbers are good. I think they're going to get better. They're going to continue to grow. You know, the one big thing that I'm telling everyone here is just get these kids to strength and conditioning. When we get them there, then we can recruit them from there. But I think first and foremost is getting them to our strength program. I think Coach Wells does a great job. He's going to have three different sessions of strength over the summer, 3 days a week. It's a great opportunity to get these guys ready for the fall, an opportunity to be able to see those guys and mold or gel with those guys and get those guys ready for the fall. And then from there, I just think the second thing is these guys look young and hungry. They want to compete. I think ultimately they want to win, and they're willing to do the things that it takes to be successful.
Bo, I have a question for you. I know you have that SALT committee with your students, and mm-hmm. It's kind of like a leadership council. But did they maybe kind of assist you with helping? I mean, it's your decision, but did maybe like some of the athletes kind of help you out in a decision making?
No, you know, we were going to include them, kind of with you know, maybe doing some tours of our school and some things like that. And I was going to use them as kind of part of the process. I had a couple lined up. But kind of the way the interviews fell out, decided, you know, we didn't need to go that route. Okay. And it was just kind of just the structure of it wasn't kind of how I'd planned. And You know, so we didn't have them in, but you know, from coaches, two meetings yesterday, you know, all I took out of both of those was excitement from our kids. You know, you can tell when kids are engaged and really locked in and kind of how they leave the meeting. And you know, you could tell our kids they left the meetings excited yesterday and are looking forward to getting back around coach and getting going.
When you started your process of searching for a new head football coach, Bo, what were some of the qualities that you were looking for? And I know you mentioned earlier that Coach Glinsman checked all the boxes, but what was it you were looking for in a new head football coach?
Well, first off, I'll just speak personally for me, just looking for a genuine person, you know, somebody that, you know, myself, Mr. Fisher, you know, somebody we can just do life with, and I think I said it in our podcast the other day, somebody that's going to be a great teammate in our school. It's going to work well with staff, going to work well with our admin, you know, and be a great leader, you know, for not just our team, but, you know, in our community and in our school, you know, and then somebody else, you know, if we could get it, you know, somebody that's younger, somebody that's been a head coach, if we could get somebody who's had some success, somebody that, you know, family guy. Somebody that's good with people, you know, there's a lot of things I could go on and on and on, you know, and you know, Caden really, he checks everyone, you know, so it's one of those things where, you know, when you have an interview, you kind of know right away, you know, is this the guy? And, you know, when Mr. Fisher and I, you know, were able to get done with Caden's interview, you know, immediately we kind of looked at each other and we're like, that's probably the guy right there. You know, you just know. So, fortunately for us, you know, he accepted and he's excited and he's, you know, I think he's just as excited as I think our players are, you know, like I said, we're getting him around town. We're getting him to meet people. And like I've said it a million times, you know, I get excited by other people getting excited, you know, and everybody that I've met, it just seems like everything's going and, you know, in the right direction here.
Coach Glinsman, as you look at Emporia High, obviously you've been through a couple of rebuilding opportunities, both as a player and as a coach. What are some of the things you feel like you've been through and you've experienced that will help you out, maybe help turn around the Emporia High football program?
Yeah, I think just selling the opportunity to compete. We can't worry about wins and losses. Those things are going to come. But being able to compete, control what we can control, and be able to really just get after the day-to-day stuff, the attention to detail. Those are the things, you know, if we want to talk about scheme, you know, everyone runs, you know, most spread teams are going to run power and counter, and they're going to throw, you know, quick stuff and slants and that sort of thing. But what is the attention to detail? You know, are we gonna be able to block and not get tackled on offense? Are we gonna be able to tackle and not get blocked on defense? And they're very simple things, but that's ultimately what makes teams most successful on the field. I think the other thing too is just being able to build young men, not through character. And we talked. I spoke a little bit yesterday to the team about being able to. My ultimate goal here is to raise young men. That if I'm going to raise an 11-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter here in Emporia, that I want to be able to invest in them because I know that they're going to in turn invest in our community, and they're going to be a part of that. And so I don't want a bunch of knuckleheads. And part of building that community, building that character through those young men is in turn they turn out to be pretty good football players. We're going to sell being disciplined and again, that attention to detail, playing for one another, being a part of something that's bigger than yourself, those types of things that really, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what we do schematically. As long as they believe in it, go, you know, they play 100% all the time. And that's, you know, that's kind of like life and being able to just get after it.
Have you done like one-on-ones yet with any returners, or is that coming later?
That'll come later.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll kind of be, you know, during the strength conditioning process early, you know, as you know, so it's going to be pretty quick. We actually go late. School goes late in Montana, so I'm actually going to watch graduation on June 3rd and then watch my son's last baseball game, and then I'm going to get in the car and drive, and I'm going to try to make it past Denver, and then the next day I'll be here for that afternoon's practice on June 5th. So we're going to practice for 3 days and then go to Emporia State team camp. Really excited about that. And then, like I told some of the staff yesterday, that we're just going to put our best our best foot forward on the field, let the kids compete, and then we're going to kind of reset and see what we really have for fall camp and just kind of go from there. But I'm really excited to meet the kids individually. I just haven't really had the opportunity to.
When you look at a roster or maybe kind of look and see what they have back, has there anyone kind of stand out to you that's like just a name that you really haven't – I know we just mentioned you haven't talked to them, but, you know, any guys that you probably know of that you're looking forward to working with this coming year?
Yeah, I can't name names, okay. But right now there's a couple of kids that stand out. Ultimately, you know, we want to play fast and physical, and part of that is being fast. You know, you can't play fast if number one, you don't know where you're going, and number two, you actually have to be fast. So excited about some of the athletes I saw yesterday. I know our head basketball coach, Lee Baldwin's going to be an assistant for us, and that's going to be an asset. And so being able to get some of those basketball players out, you know, maybe get some baseball players out. I believe that one of the reasons Bo wanted me on board here is that I can recruit the building. And so, you know, I'm going to put my Nick Saban hat on, and I'm going to get out in the hallways, and I'm going to get after it a little bit. And we're going to try to get as many athletes out as we can and just kind of go from there.
Lee Baldwin had a good first year, so I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do in year one. And then I'm happy to know that he's going to be joining your staff.
Yeah,
so
we're
very excited to see him around, too, a little bit more. He's going to have to try to deal with me a little bit more.
and I just wrote down a word, and culture is something that I have a feeling is going to be very important to your program.
Yes, sir. I feel like, you know, it really resonates throughout the building. I think first and foremost, it's going to affect our team. And really, culture just means, you know, what are you going to do when no one is, you know, are you going to do the right thing when no one's around? Are we going to do the things that that it takes to be successful? And a lot of those things are hard. There's no such thing as a discount championship. And so from there, whether, you know, ultimately we are going to be successful here, it's just a matter of when. But I think some of the residual effects of creating a really strong football program are it affects the hallways. It affects the classroom. And then that football character, that football tradition, the way we carry ourselves will bleed over into the rest of the school.
And you also mentioned the Nick Saban hat and being in the hallways. Sometimes coaches who have been around for a while, they kind of get to know some of the kids who are there and maybe get a little tainted because they'll talk to some guys and student athletes that, maybe they don't would normally try to maybe encourage, but they kind of know them from the side. Not knowing who anybody is, how much of an advantage do you feel like that might be as far as trying to recruit kids to come out and play football?
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I've moved around enough so that I've taught middle school, I've taught high school, and I think I understand kids fairly well. And I understand that adults, you know, maybe are more sedentary and, you know, hey, if you're going to be a science teacher, you might be a science teacher for 15, 20 years, right? So I think that kids grow, kids mature, and what one teacher may have to say, you know, about a student may or may not be completely true. And I understand that, so I just take it with a grain of salt. And, you know, as far as recruiting the building, you know, I'm just looking for athletes first and foremost, kids who want to come out and compete, and really just give them the opportunity. I was telling Bo yesterday that there's been some kids that if you would have thought that kid would have been a two-way player or all-conference player, you know, 3 years prior, you just said we were crazy. But kids come out, kids mature. You know, they find a competitive spark maybe, and we're just looking to get those kids in to feed that and really put that product out on the field.
We are visiting with Emporia High new head football coach Caden Glinsman here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We need to get our first break in. We'll be back with more with the coach right after this timeout. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongmineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, why wait to get Memorial Day offers when you can get them today? We have a good selection of new 2023 Chevy Silverado trucks, LT models, LTZ models, and High Country models, and more. Come in, take a look at our inventory of pre-owned models ready for immediate delivery. And don't forget about our award-winning service department. Our factory-trained technicians will help you keep your vehicle running in tip-top condition just in time for all those summer road trips. And an extra $500 bonus cash for active duty, reserve, and retired military. You won't find a better deal anywhere than right here at Longvine Auto Plaza. Don't wait another day. Get Memorial Day offers now on Chevy models in stock at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. USC defeated UCLA to win their third straight beach volleyball championship last Sunday. The Trojans won the first two duels of the match before dropping the next two to the top-ranked Bruins. In the match-deciding fifth duel, seniors Audrey and Nicole Norris won the third set 15-11 to seal the win. The identical twin sisters went 4-0 during the championship matches and were named the AVCA National Pair of the Week. The first NCAA Beach Volleyball Championship was held back in 2016. Of the seven tournaments held so far, USC has now won five, and this is the third title as head coach for Dane Blanton, who took over the role in 2020. Blanton, you might remember, was a gold medalist for the United States in men's beach volleyball at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney. The beach volleyball team is the first women's program to three-peat in USC history. It's the second time in three seasons they defeated their crosstown rivals in the championship match. In case you're wondering about men's beach volleyball, that is not an NCAA-sanctioned sport. Better luck for the Bruins off the sand. That's next on This Week in the NCAA.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Is your check engine light on? The free Fix Finder service reads your check engine, ABS, and maintenance lights. It even sends a detailed report directly to your email. When you need to get back on the road, AutoZone's free Fix Finder service is here. Get the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. Only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
Volleyball National Championship last week, defeating Hawaii in the title match. It's the 20th championship in program history, but the Bruins' first since 2006. They were led by redshirt senior J.R. Norris IV, who had five service aces to help UCLA knock off the Rainbow Warriors. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back. Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongmineAuto.com. Greg Ray along with Dylan Sherwood, joined in studio by new Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman and Emporia High athletic director Bo Welch. We get you introduced to Coach Glinsman, who's hit the ground running already, has met with the players yesterday and doing a little house searching this weekend, and then heads back to Montana and will be back the early part of June when the summer football sessions get underway and get going and back in time for some team camps. And we were just talking during the break. I always like to take a look at how does Kansas compare to some of the other states, and we always compare them to Oklahoma, Texas, and Missouri, and Colorado. But what's it like for high school football during the year and during the off season in Montana?
So, I think the biggest thing is getting kids in the weight room. We we've got to depend on having multiple sport athletes. I think very much the same here as Emporia. So we'll get those kids in, and then on for football, we'll get together with some teams around the region and throw 7-on-7 sessions and have 7-on-7 tournaments. Some teams will go to a team camp. Unfortunately, I didn't have the numbers just over the summer to be able to go to a team camp, so I'm really excited about going to Emporia State team camp and getting that thing back underway. I'm not very good at many things, but I'm really good at football, and I really live and breathe football, so I'm really excited to invest as much as I can into it.
Well, we've talked a little bit, and you mentioned already the style of football you like to play, and the best style of football to describe it, you've used the word fast. For those who may want a little more information, give us a little more detail on what style of football you do like to play.
Yeah, so I think it's really important to be able to have an offense that can play fast and with tempo. It doesn't mean we have to. We can give the illusion of tempo, and there's some different ways we can go about that. Scheme-wise, we're just trying to put the best, the fastest players on the field. We don't want to leave a really good football player on the sideline because it doesn't fit my scheme. So what I want to really do is be able to mold that each and every year. Every year is going to look a little bit different just based on the kids that we have coming up. And so for me, offensively, I just want to put kids in a position to be successful. And that starts with being fast, because I think if we're fast and we're simple and the defense has to be also fast and simple, I think that that's an advantage for us. And then defensively, we just put really fast kids on the field. I would say it's a little bit more like a hornet's nest that we just want to get after it. We'll give multiple coverages and looks up front. You're going to see some different stuff from us. I think that's something I've stolen from Terry Harrison and Paul Kempf they turned around Bethel College and they're friends now. Paul Kempf was my best friend in college, and so being able to pick his brain and exchange ideas back and forth defensively, being fast and physical on defense is something that's going to be very, very paramount to us, no matter what the actual fronts and schemes and stuff look like.
I know with Terry Harrison and his time at Wichita Heights and at Bethel and is now at Friends, they're typically the flex bone offense, and I know he's a good defensive mind too. But what do you kind of take from someone like Terry into your coaching philosophy?
Well, I think it's kind of what Bo talked about. I think Terry is very genuine. And treats his assistants with the utmost respect. I think that, it's something that I've stolen from him that he wants to hire really good assistants and then give them head coach responsibility and then move them on into head coaching positions. So from my time in 2015, 16, and 17, obviously Paul Kempf following Terry, but congratulations to Jeremy Moss. He was our defensive line coach, and now he's the head coach at West. And I think we'll get an opportunity to play him sometime down the road, and it's Terry was a very good young coach. I think he's one of the best small college coaches in the country.
But when does practices start for fall? I think
practice starts maybe August 14th. I think is the
okay.
Date.
That's what I was thinking. So.
Usually right there, and I'm 90% probably it's August 14th.
I was trying to picture that too. But do you feel like August 14th is going to come by so fast?
Absolutely. I feel like September 1st is going to be here in about 30 seconds. when we open up, at home against the Pittsburgh Purple Dragons. But at the same time, like I told Bo too, let's not freak out. Let's not be too impatient. I think there's plenty of time over the summer to get done what we need to have done. And like I've told some of the staff already, we're going to be prepared, and we're going to be borderline sick of hitting the same color jersey, and we're going to be really excited about opening up September 1st.
What does it mean that your first game as the head coach of Emporia High will be at home?
Oh, that's a huge deal. We were over at the facility yesterday, and you know, and very gracious for Emporia State letting us play our home games there, and what a cool atmosphere. I think it's going to be really exciting, you know, especially with the you know, me being the new head football coach and the first game of the year at home. I think there's going to be some enthusiasm around the community, and I just wish everyone would come out and yell really loud and cheer on our young men.
You mentioned a couple people, or at least one of your assistant coaches is going to be Coach Baldwin. Is the staff going to be pretty much similar to what it's been in the past, Coach Welch?
Yeah, well, you know, we lost some younger guys that were coaching that, you know, were finishing up college or just gotten out of college, and a lot of those guys were able to get jobs out in, you know, the state, you know, and go get a teaching job and a coaching job here and there. You know, what I like to call our core staff, you know, all back, you know, Coach Wells, Coach Dreher, Coach Sauer, you know, all of those guys, you know, which I think for Coach Glinsman here is exciting. You know, I think all those guys do a good job, care about our program, care about our school, care about our community, you know, ultimately are going to care about him and how our program's doing. So I'm excited that we're able to retain all of those guys, and, you know, but also gives us a little bit of, you know, freedom to go pursue some guys as well. So, you know, there's a lot of possibilities there and a lot of opportunity for us to, you know, to build and build a staff.
I know being a high school coach isn't quite like it is with a college coach, where you can actually bring guys along with you sometimes. Is there a chance for you to maybe bring a couple guys with you?
Yeah, we'll see what openings there are in the district. And, you know, first and foremost, you know, for the district, we want great teachers. We want great leaders of children. And so being able to be a genuine person and being able to, you know, to invest in our community, you know, I'm not just going to bring somebody in because they're a good football coach. I would rather be able to coach that coach to be a good football coach, but start with the basis of being a good teacher.
And you're going to be teaching physical education from what I heard at Emporia High, too. So I know Coach Baldwin's already in the PE department, and Coach Wells is in there, too. So do you know what classes you're teaching yet? You know, what grade? Or is it going to be just a variety of PE classes?
I don't know yet. That's something that, you know, Mr. Fisher and I will have to sit down and discuss. But, yeah, I'm just really looking forward to getting over here and working with some like-minded individuals. I feel like there's a lot of energy in the building and a lot of smiling faces and just looking forward to getting to work with those people.
I guess with Coach Wells and his strength and conditioning program, how do you feel like you can maybe bring something that maybe Coach Wells hasn't brought to the table with that program?
Well, you know, I'm hoping to learn something from him. You know, I've taught strength here in Polson the last 4 years, and so for me to be able to learn from somebody with a wealth of knowledge like Coach Wells, I'm just actually really excited to grow professionally in that area as well.
Sounds like you're excited, ready to go.
Ready to go.
Let's start tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
or wait till start on Monday.
Yeah, start on Monday. Yeah, there we go.
Well. While we just got a few more minutes, one thing, we're at the end of the school year almost, and almost the end of your first year as the athletic director at Emporia High, you've been on quite a roller coaster ride throughout this year, but you have to be pleased with your first year.
I really am. You know, I when you take the job that there's going to be obstacles, going to be things thrown your way. That's part of the job, you know. But, you know, I think relationships you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, we wanted to get accomplished this year. I think we got all of them accomplished, you know, and have things going into next year we want to get accomplished. But proud of what we've done, proud of, you know, where we're going, and just excited, you know, about, you know, everything that we're doing. So, obviously, there's another problem waiting around the corner. There always is, you know. But that, like I said, that's part of the job, you know, and that's everywhere. So, you know, you handle it, and you know, you continue to try to, you know, really help your school and promote your school. That's what I feel part of my job is just being our ambassador, you know. And I know Caden's going to say that I've been a big-time ambassador for Emporia High School and, you know, and our community, you know. And I feel like that's part of my job and, you know, and will continue to be so.
What do you feel like being that ambassador now, knowing that you've been at Emporia High for so long, even when I was there.
God dang.
I'm sorry, Bo. I had to bring it up.
Man. You know, I think I understand a lot of things, you know, about our school and you know, being a coach here for 12 years and, you know, so much that goes on in public education, you know, and coaching, you know, comes down to circumstance, opportunity, luck. You know, there's so much that rolls into, you know, teams year by year. You know, when I first started, I had a good group of guys and we had some success. You know, then we added Garen Vandiver, you know, to an already good group. You know, we had some other teams on the flip side of that, you know, that had some circumstances that something happened and, you know, and hurt us. Yeah, that's part of high school coaching, you know, you got to work through those things. But I think those are things that, you know, I understand. I think our coaches in our building understand that I've been through that with them and we can work together and, you know, and get things done. And I think that, you know, I think people would tell you that I've definitely got our school and their best interests always at heart. And, you know, like I said, the relationship part of it's probably the most important part of it, not only in our school, but, you know, in our community as well.
Well, before we let you go, might want to give you a chance to kind of run down what the summer schedule for if anybody has who's listening has a youngster that's interested in football. First off, for Bo, since Coach is going to be going back to Montana, since this is going to be the last week of school, somebody still wants to be out for football, who do they need to see? Who do they need to contact? What do they need to do to set themselves up for this summer?
Well, the great thing about technology is that even though Coach is going to be in Montana, he's only an email away, you know, and he's already got an email address, an Emporia High School email address, you know, which we will get that out there, and he will, you know, he'll put some stuff together here, you know, for maybe a flyer or something for our kids. But, you know, I think the main thing right now is weights, you know, and weights get you connected to everything. When you get out to the high school, you get into the weight sessions with Coach Wells, you know, you're connected to football. But you're not only connected to football, you're connected to basketball. You're connected to baseball, soccer, volleyball, you know, everything that we've got, you know. So I think that's the first step for any athlete, you know. You know, my son's going to be a seventh grader this year. And, you know, I'm excited for him to get involved with our summer weights program, you know, and because it's going to connect him with everything. You know, but the other thing, it's going to teach him to work. He's going to turn, you know, this is going to be the year where he learns what work is, you know, real work. And, you know, so for any younger kids, you know, get your kids to our weight sessions. Older kids, get them there. And like we said, it takes off from there. You learn about everything. You learn a little bit about everything and it really gets you involved. And I think ultimately that's our goal, not just in football, in everything. Get involved. You know, we want our kids doing everything that we can in our high school. We need that. But I also think it develops not only the overall athlete, but the overall person. And, you know, that's really what we're striving to, you know, to push kids to become.
So where do people find the information on when weight classes or when weights start for the summer and what are their time frames available?
Things can get picked up out at our high school. It's already out on social media. You know, our weight sessions, I'll put it out again today. You know, when those has the dates when they start, times, all of that. We will be putting out a form here soon that has links to all of our summer sports activities. You know, we've worked with our coaches and they're already set up. All you gotta do is click the link for the sport and what they're doing in the summer will pop up and give you all the information that you need. So we are ready to get that rolling. You know, we've got a week left of school here. Seniors last day was yesterday. It's been a whirlwind, you know, the last couple weeks. You know, I remember I asked, you know, Mr. Simons, you know, what's the busiest time of the year? And he didn't even hesitate. You know, it was the end of the year. So much going on, you know, and I've been able to see that, you know, not only with our activities going on, you know, at the high school, but also, you know, for me personally, being a dad, you know, we've got baseball, softball going on now, and trying to fit that into, you know, to my own schedule has been, it's been exhausting. It's been tough, you know, but we've made it work. So, yeah, we will put that stuff out, and we're excited to get kids going.
Well, Coach Glinsman, again, welcome to Emporia. and look forward to seeing your guys on the field in September when you kick off the season.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
And Coach Welch, you know, I've known you since you got here as Coach Welch. You'll always be Coach Welch to me.
He's still Coach Welch to me.
I still feel like a coach. You know, I still coach my son's younger teams, and that's who I am. So I appreciate you guys.
It's kind of one other thing. It's kind of like last weekend or maybe last week. Your little Reds team was practicing when softball was playing because mm-hmm. the JV game got mm-hmm. done, and then you were out there and you were coaching, and you were still watching the game too.
Uh-huh. I had a little bit of everything. We were at the back end of the softball game, and my son's baseball team hadn't practiced in a while. We needed to get on the field, so I was out. I still had my khakis on and my polo, so I'm watching the last inning of our softball game, and I'm hitting fungos, you know, to our team. So that's just part of the job, you know. Like I said, you know, trying to do the job, you know, but also still be a dad, you know, and not only work with our people, but also work with the. You know, I love coaching my son's team and mentoring those guys and, you know, being a part of, his buddies. I think that's what youth sports is, you know, playing with your buddies, enjoying the game, you know, and just growing up together. Youth sports, you know, there's a lot of stray things going on nowadays, and people are worried about other things. But to me, that's what it's all about, having fun with your friends and growing up together.
That is Emporia High Athletic Director Bo Welch. We've also been visiting with Emporia High new head football coach Caden Glinsman. Again, thanks for coming in, gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of your time this weekend. We'll take our final break. We'll be back with more on Sports Talk. We've been driven by LongvineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, why wait to get Memorial Day offers when you can get them today? We have a good selection of new 2023 Chevy Silverado trucks, LT models, LTZ models, and High Country models, and more. Come in, take a look at our inventory of pre-owned models ready for immediate delivery. And don't forget about our award-winning service department. Our factory-trained technicians will help you keep your vehicle running in tip-top condition just in time for all those summer road trips. And an extra $500 bonus cash for active duty, reserve, and retired military. You won't find a better deal anywhere than right here at Longvine Auto Plaza. Don't wait another day. Get Memorial Day offers now on Chevy models in stock at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back. Saturday morning sports talk driven by LongvineAuto.com. Greg Ray along with Dylan Sherwood as we're down to the closing moments of this morning's show. And great talk with new Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman. If I were in high school playing football, I think I'd be excited.
Oh.
I know I'd be excited, looking forward to the new opportunity, and for a lot of players, and probably looking for that fresh start and maybe some new ideas. And there's always that excitement there. And we wish Coach Glinsman all the success in the world.
I spoke with Coach Glinsman on Wednesday night and. Had about a good 20-minute conversation with him, and I don't know if I was more excited though too, but I know Bo Welch. I would say this is kind of a steal, maybe a home run hire, because especially when you look at the background and Greg, when we found out the name, and Coach Welch mentioned this to me on Wednesday too. And he mentioned in his podcast that he does at Emporia High about a clip on YouTube of Coach Glinsman speaking in a like a coaches conference and that was on YouTube, and you and I kind of watched that a little bit, and I was already excited. And then getting to know him a little bit more Wednesday night and talking with him this morning, and you know, I'm very excited to be working or getting to work with him with what we do here.
And the thing that had me excited is, you know, he's wanting to develop the right type of culture, and he realizes it's the little things that make the difference. And I've talked to so many coaches, you take care of the little things and the big things take care of themselves. You teach them the players the fundamentals of the game, how to do it the right way, how to block, tackle, run routes, and those type of things. It's the little things that make the difference. And if you can really simplify those little things and then master those little things, the big things, the wins, and that's the big thing, the wins will take care of themselves. And there are going to be some times where the guy across from you is bigger, faster, stronger, but you can find ways to maybe work around those things. And hopefully Emporia High can get back to some of their winning days that they've enjoyed in the past. And it doesn't necessarily mean winning state championships, but, you know, you're putting yourself in a position to win a state championship. And maybe somewhere along the way a state championship will come their way, but I think they're all headed in the right direction. Before we do get out this morning, we do need to select our Main Street, Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. And, boy, there's a lot of area. A lot of area athletes. And why don't we start on the area side?
Yeah.
I'm going to make my nomination.
Sure.
For this morning. And it comes from the Lyon County League track and field meet, where Madison's Bryson Turner comes away with four league championships, the 100, the 200, the long jump, and the triple jump. And Bryson Turner continuing his tremendous senior athletic season at Madison High School, and he's had a tremendous career, and he just continues to add to what he's done at Madison High. And he still has regionals for track and field to come up, and I have a feeling he'll be in Wichita for the state track meet. But my nomination is Bryson Turner of Madison.
Well, I will give you some other nominations that besides Bryson. I did get one email yesterday, but it was Lily Skowski. She was the league champion, Lyon County League champion in the 1600 and the 3200, and she was also the anchor of the 4x800 relay for Opie that won them the league title yesterday. Other nominations, and this is coming from the Lyon County League, also the Flint Hills League had their league track meet yesterday. Yolen Luthi, you know, she got it last week, but she had three league champions. Brady Wallace was he swept the hurdles in the Lyon County League. He's from Waverly. Matthew Heckman of Burlingame, man, has the best jump in class 1A and second in all state at 6'10¼", and that's also a Lyon County League record. Brooklyn Jones won a pair of league titles in the javelin and the discus the other day. Addison Landgren of the Northern Heights softball team had 6 RBIs and 2 home runs against Linden. And then Adam Dieter of Linden was 8-for-9, basically hit for the cycle in that doubleheader with three doubles, 2 triples, a home run. So, and then from yesterday's the Flint Hills League meet, Osage City's Emery Spies won 4. She won the 800, 1600, and the 3200. She was also on the 4x800 relay team that won the league the league championship in the 4x8 for Osage City. Landon Boss, we kind of have nominated him got him this spring, but he won 3 league titles yesterday in the discus, javelin, and the shot put. I'm trying to think of other multi-champions yesterday. And Lexi Boss for Osage City won the discus and the javelin yesterday. But, yeah, a lot of great quality area performances this week.
And I'm gonna pull executive privileges, and I'm gonna go with Madison's Bryson Turner.
That is who I thought the front runner was gonna be all week, and his mark in the triple jump, Greg, on Thursday, 45 feet 7 inches, school record at Madison. He also had a long. He has a school record in long jump too. He's breaking school records too, along with that.
So, our area Emporia Main Street athlete of the week is going to be Bryson Turner of Madison. And what about Emporia High?
Well, I have two names on my mind, and it happened from the Centennial League track meet. Kyle Overmeyer won the 110 hurdles, and Mia Trujillo, who won the discus. Kyle just signed yesterday with the University of Chicago to continue his track career. He's been up there all year competing in the hurdles. He hasn't really had maybe the best season he's had, but I know he wants to be peaking at the right time. And I know Mia Trujillo, she's been a name that I've seen on the results, but it just hasn't been up there and maybe that top three yet. But those two would be my top two for nominations this week. I know, Allison Weiss was runner up in diving, and I know Allison Brown she was third in the 200 free and as part of the 200 free and the 400 freestyle relay teams that finished fourth at league. I would throw that in there as another potential candidate. Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Why don't we go with Kyle Overmeyer?
Yeah, that's a best bet for me.
Kyle was a 110 meter hurdle champion. He also finished third in the 300 hurdles.
I'd go with Kyle.
So Kyle Overmeyer will be our Emporia Main Street Emporia High athlete of the week. So a couple of track and field athletes getting the recognition this week with the Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. Again, for Emporia High, Kyle Obermeyer from the track and field team, and for area Madison's Bryson Turner is a four-time Lyon County League champion. Well, this coming up week, it's going to be regionals for golf, baseball, softball, soccer. Has regionals. State swim will be this next week, and we'll find out probably later today or early next week.
We'll find out Monday about two consideration times. I know Coach Dawson had met when she emailed me the results on Thursday that they would probably find out on Monday if that consideration time. She kind of said maybe that 400 free relay could get in, but it'd be nice to get both those in, especially with the seniors she has and Allison Brown and Ariana Hamilton, and they've just had they've had a solid season, and I know a trip to state would be a good thing for those seniors to have.
Already qualified. Allison Weiss on diving along with J.C. Steller. So the divers are already headed to state because they automatically qualified. The consideration time for the two relays, they'll have to wait and find out on Monday. But we're getting down to the end for Emporia High spring athletes, and we wish them well next week in regionals, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about teams and people qualifying for state, which will begin the following week.
State track,
and of course, state golf tournament also to be played the following Monday,
and
a
Tuesday,
week from Monday, and Tuesday. So there's a lot that's going to be going on. So this week it's time to earn a trip to state, and for all those who will be trying to earn trips to state, we wish them well, both Emporia High and area athletes. Good luck in your regional competition this next week. Coming up today here on KVOE, Royals baseballs. Royals continue their series in Milwaukee, taking on the Brewers. Royals last night losing by a score of 5-1. Our coverage this afternoon beginning at 5:30 with first pitch tonight set for 6:10. That's going to wrap it up for us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. A big thank you to Emporia High new head football coach, Caden Glensman, who joined us this morning, along with Emporia High Athletic Director, Bo Welch. And we also thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. This has been Sports Talk. We've been driven by LongmineAuto.com.
Since 1939, news, weather, and sports. KVOE, 1400 AM Emporia, 96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. With Title 42 having expired this week, we're not yet seeing the expected surge at the border, but there are plenty of migrants already here, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott's been putting them on buses and sending them elsewhere. And now New York's mayor is doing the same.
New York City's expecting more migrants to enter their already overburdened shelter system, with Mayor Eric Adams saying they can't handle this on their own. They simply don't have the resources. Mayor Adams busing migrants to the suburbs like Orange County, sparking an even larger fight. Orange and Rockland counties filing lawsuits and restraining orders in an attempt to stop migrants from staying long-term at hotels.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in New York City, which along with Chicago has declared states of emergency as they struggle to house new arrivals. Daniel Penny in a Manhattan courtroom Friday after being charged with manslaughter for the death of Jordan Neely. A 30-year-old man, witnesses say, Penny confronted on a subway car where Neely was allegedly making threats and scaring passengers. Penny, a 24-year-old former Marine, seen in a video placing Neely in a chokehold for more than 3 minutes, even after Neely stopped moving. ABC senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky has more from New York.
Neely was a subway performer known for impersonating Michael Jackson. His family said he had been traumatized by his mother's death and suffered from mental illness and homelessness. The Manhattan district attorney said Jordan Neely should still be alive.
Penny has not yet entered a plea to the manslaughter charge. He faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted.
Staff from the White House and offices of congressional leaders are holding urgent talks this weekend, even as the president is still rejecting House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's demand to slash government spending in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. But
we understand that there might be agreement on reforming permits for energy projects and on clawing back COVID relief funds.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reporting from Washington. You're listening to ABC News.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com based on most first place ranking, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Get like the movie!
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at USPS.com/movingforward.
Ukrainian forces making advances in the contested city of Bakhmut. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Ukraine.
Ukrainian forces advancing, pushing back Russian troops as Ukraine prepares for its expected major counteroffensive. Ukrainian forces saying they're making a number of successful counterattacks around Bakhmut, inflicting heavy casualties on Russian fighters, forcing some to run from their positions. Now Russia, which has spent months making Bakhmut its main offensive goal, not only failing to fully take the prize region, but reportedly suffering more setbacks in its war effort.
The UN Friday says it welcomes a ceasefire deal in Sudan that allows for the safe passage of civilians fleeing the conflict. Al-Harith Idris Al-Hadrith Mohammed, Sudan's ambassador to the UN, saying conditions there are only getting worse.
There is urgent need for humanitarian services at the border crossings, which witness a crowding of citizens wishing to cross the border with children, elderly, and sick. The humanitarian condition is bad.
Israel and Palestinian militants unleashing more salvos of fire for a fourth day, with the Islamic Jihad militant group launching over 1,000 rockets and the Israeli military pounding targets inside the Gaza Strip. Missile shrapnel that slammed into an agricultural community in Israel's southern Negev desert severely wounded two Palestinians from Gaza in their 40s who had been working in Israel. Meanwhile, The Israeli military raided a refugee camp in the northern city of Nablus, killing two Palestinians. This is ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News at 9:05.
Fair skies, 65 degrees here at KVOE. Good morning, everyone. From the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon. A check of your local forecast. Today, we are looking at mostly sunny skies, a high of 85. Tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 64. Then tomorrow, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m., partly sunny and a high of 80. Your full weather forecast from the TV 13 weather team is coming up. The Emporia Police Department has confirmed an investigation is indeed underway into reports of an Emporia Middle School staff member allegedly touching female students at the school's spring dance yesterday. Now, officers aren't confirming the name of the staff member allegedly involved or other aspects of the investigation, although they say they received multiple reports of alleged inappropriate conduct last night. Preliminary results could be made available by early next week. USC 253 Community Relations Director Lindell Langren says the district is also investigating the alleged incident, telling KVOE News, quote, "Student safety is our top priority, and we take all concerns seriously." Charges have been filed following an alleged escape by a Lyon County inmate from earlier this week. According to the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, Hannah Wilson was being taken from Newman Regional Health back to the Lyon County Jail after a routine medical screening on Wednesday. Now, just before going into the jail, Wilson allegedly got free from one of her handcuffs, escaped, and fled on foot westbound on 5th. Authorities would find Wilson hiding in a shed in the 400 block of Constitution just a few short minutes later. Now, Wilson has been charged with single counts of interference with law enforcement, aggravated escape from custody while being held for a felony, and battery on law enforcement. Wilson's first appearance for this case will be May 15th at 1:15 p.m. before Judge Doug Jones. Now, her alleged escape followed Wilson's first appearance in Lyon County District Court for charges of aggravated battery, aggravated assault, interference with law enforcement, and criminal trespass following an alleged incident from earlier this month. Wilson has a preliminary hearing for that case scheduled for May 31st. While no newcomers have stepped forward thus far, all incumbents for Emporia City Commission and the USD 253 Board of Education will have their names on the ballot this election cycle. City Commission incumbent Jamie Souter and USD 253 incumbent Grant Riles both filed early yesterday for re-election, with USD 253 incumbents Leslie Seeley and Art Gutierrez following suit later in the day. Souter, currently in his first term on the Emporia City Commission, says there are several reasons why he's seeking his second term, including his love for the Emporia community. He also says during his time on the commission, Emporia leadership has taken great strides in addressing the community's housing shortage. And that being said, he tells KVOE News there's still a lot of work left to be done, and he truly wants to be a part of those continued efforts.
It's a very big challenge, and it doesn't take just, there's not just one answer to the problem. It takes multiple different ways to solve that challenge. And so, you know, I'm here for it, and I want to see us find out the best way the city, whether it be through its resources or tax dollars or incentives or just ideas for developers. I want to find the best ways possible to develop as many different new opportunities for housing to help our community grow. I think we have a tremendous opportunity to grow.
Souter is the third and final incumbent to file for the Emporia City Commission ballot following Becky Smith last month and Aaron Harder from earlier this week. Meanwhile, Riles, Seeley, and Gutierrez joined fellow incumbent Jeremy Dorsey on the ballot in seeking another term, as Dorsey filed for re-election back in February. Now, if re-elected, this would be the second term for Dorsey and Seeley, both of whom were elected to the school board back in 2019. And Seeley says she's seeking re-election is now as far from the right time to walk away, given all the projects and progress being made within the district.
I am grateful and lucky to get to serve on our interest-based bargaining team. I've done that a couple times, and you know, really trying to make a difference in wages and benefits, and listening to our certified staff and how we can help them. Of course, the bond projects are always exciting. We just have to do two groundbreakings this week, the list goes on and on. We're really trying to make a difference and to make things better.
Gutierrez is seeking his third term on the school board after first being elected back in 2015, while Riles is the longest tenured member of the current USC 253 Emporia Board of Education, having served for over a decade plus now. KVOE has reached out to both Riles and Gutierrez for their comments. Thus far, as we mentioned, no newcomers have filed for either the USC 253 Emporia Board of Education or Emporia City Commission, with the candidate filing withdrawal deadline approaching soon. It is noon June 1st, and if enough candidates file for election, there will be a primary held August 1st. Mayor, city council, and school board positions are all on the ballot this election cycle. Don't go anywhere. We've got plenty more news coming up here on KVOE.
Your morning big gulp of information. Ron Thomas, Chuck Samples, and Greg Ray. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Good morning.
Live and local, this is KVOE News.
Emporia State University students have begun to enter the next chapter of their lives with spring commencement activities underway this weekend. Activities began yesterday evening and are culminating what's been a year of changes for the university, with several reinvestment endeavors underway or announced as part of ESU's framework for workforce management. ESU President Ken Hush says much like the ongoing work at the university, this weekend signifies a great change for the many students receiving their degrees, and tells KVOE News not only is graduation a first step for students in their individual careers, but it is also, in many cases, a monumental step for many of their families.
You know, a large percentage of our students are first generation, and the pride that goes with that, with the families, they're beaming. You can see it in their eyes and their smiles, and it's a first step for them, starting traditions. And, you know, that's what we're about at Emporia State, starting those and continuing those for the future.
In attendance for this weekend's activities is Kansas Board of Regents member Blake Benson, who says it's of the utmost importance for the Regents to be present and a part of commencement activities in order to pay tribute to the many years of hard work put in by students.
Truly a culmination of years of hard work. So to just see how proud that faculty are, how proud the families are, how proud the leadership is, how proud we are as regents of what these students have accomplished and will accomplish is special to be a part of it.
Commencement activities have been broken up into three separate ceremonies, with graduate students receiving their degrees last night inside of White Auditorium. Ceremonies for undergraduate students in liberal arts and sciences are currently underway, with ceremonies for students in business set for later this afternoon. Emporia High School's class of 2023 is set to step into the next chapter of their lives tomorrow afternoon. This year's class has more than 250 graduates, which, in comparison to previous years, is a smaller number, but it is a class that's had to overcome a lot during their time in school. Emporia High School Principal Dathan Fisher says he's very proud of how much these students have weathered, specifically with the COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, the classes, you know, before the pandemic, maybe at times we would take advantage of what we had and what we could do. And this class is just really, you know, taking advantage of every opportunity they've had their senior year to have fun and make memories together.
Fisher also says that even though this may be a smaller class in numbers, they have generated several scholarships, which has totaled just a little over $1 million.
But in the past, you know, we've been around that $900,000 mark, but this year we have surpassed $1 million, which is even kind of something that I think is maybe a little bit more important there too, is it's a smaller class. So just because it's a smaller class doesn't mean that they haven't challenged themselves and went out to search for resources and to find those individuals who are willing to help pay for their post-secondary educations.
Graduation activities for the Emporia High class of 2023 will begin at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon at White Auditorium, with this year's commencement speakers being Caitlin Velasquez and Emma Jung. For more information about the commencement activities, be sure to visit usc253.org. A day of celebration for the staff and students of Village Elementary School concluded yesterday with a very special announcement. The school's Stream Day, which included a showcase of student projects and a talent show, came to an end when student leadership and principal Brandy Mitchell announced Village has once again been named a Capturing Kids Hearts National Showcase School. Capturing Kids Hearts is overseen by the Flipping Group and recognizes schools for meeting a range of criteria each year, including the implementation of Capturing Kids Hearts processes, the perceived climate and culture of the campus, and a student survey that measures student attitude and connectedness to school. Mitchell tells KVOE News that to be a National Showcase School is special in itself. However, To have received the honor for 6 straight years now shows how much the entire Village family has embraced the CKH mentality.
We have taken the principles of being a Capture and Kickstart school and really just pushed our boundaries to really just make sure that we've implemented everything to the fullest capacity. So teachers and students and families have just worked very hard. It's all about building relationships, and we do that well here.
Village technology coach Chelsea Evans says to maintain the school status every year is not without its challenges. She says maybe the greatest challenge that Village has faced in its time as a CKH school is, not surprisingly, the COVID-19 pandemic.
Suddenly, we just left, and we dropped everything that we were doing on a daily basis. And then when we came back, it was kind of...